That I should just go through my days really no different than my neighbor who is a lost soul on the broad road to hell, not conscious or experiencing the voice of God to my soul.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher. We're on the air to bring you the message from our church, and I trust that the Lord will bless you and give you great grace as we seek to live for the Lord in these days. These are days of great opportunity and challenge, and they are days when we can prove the Lord that He is our helper and our strength. Today we're going to the Psalm 28, and the theme is the voice of God in the soul of the Christian. And I want you to hear these words in the Psalm 28, verse 1. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest, if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. And this is the cry of the psalmist, David. And he does not want to live in a vacuum. He doesn't want to live in emptiness. And he must have the voice of God within his soul. The great miracle of the converted believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is that the Lord has come to live within our heart. Henry Scargill, that ancient Scottish preacher, put it well when he said, it is the life of God in the soul of man. And it was that theme that converted George Whitefield and gave him an understanding of the glorious gospel. I wonder today, do you have that understanding in your heart? Stay tuned with us right through the program today. We have a hymn, I Will Love the Lord. But we have this message from the Psalm 28. Be not silent unto me, lest I be like them that go down into the pit. Oh, sad, sad, the weeping state of the silent soul. May the Lord speak to your heart today.
Turning back to the Psalm 28 and to this heart cry of King David, the psalmist, who said at the opening verse of this Psalm 28, unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock, be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. There are not many places of real silence in this world. Even in the church, there are noises. Just listen. The things you hear are numerous. Even out in the backwoods camping, there are many, many noises in this world. There is also a silence that can be annoying or irritating, and to many it can be eerie, because we're all used to noise in life. The true Christian cannot live with silence from heaven. And David cried out in agony, be not silent to me. But it was not just the fear of the silence that made David cry out in such agony. It was the fear that he would become like them that go down to the pit, because that's their lot. Those that go down to the pit, they do not hear the voice of God. And they may go through life all their days and never hear the call of God to their souls. And so here is the place which the godly fear, the pit. Now that is more than the grave, it is hell. And this text shows us that David, the king of Israel, the songwriter of the Old Testament church, he had a holy fear of that terrible place of destruction. And he wrote this in the songbook of the church, that God's people would ever be reminded of its reality. And I would that all people had a fear of the pit. Not that the Christian will ever go there, but that we should live like those who do go there. That's the fear of the Christian. That I should just go through my days really no different than my neighbor who is a lost soul on the broad road to hell, not conscious or experiencing the voice of God to my soul. Here, therefore, is the people that the Christian cannot follow. Those people are described as never hearing the voice of God. They live in silence. Now, it is a damning silence, and it's a deceitful silence. It takes them to the pit. But because it is silence in their soul, they interpret it as all is well. And you go from door to door and talk to people about their souls, they say, well, I'm not concerned. I don't have any anxiety about my soul. I don't fear of what's going to happen to me. I'm at peace. And it's a silence that is deceitful. And David says here he cannot follow these people. The Christian cannot join these ranks. Because these people, while they are silent to the voice of the Lord, or the Lord's voice is silent to them, oh, they hear the other voices, the voices of the world, the voices of pleasure, the voices of sin in all its forms, and they run after them. And yet they can sit through a church service bored. It's an agony. Looking at the clock, when's this going to be over? Because they don't hear the voice of God. And all week they do not crack open their Bible because they do not listen or seek for the voice of God to their soul. And the Christian cannot follow that course. The Christian cannot join in that company. Lest I be like them. That's the fear of the psalmist's heart. And then here also is the punishment which the godly cannot endure. Silence. It's not the pit now. The Christian will not be in the pit. The Christian is saved, redeemed by the blood, and his name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But the punishment for the Christian in this world is God's silence to a soul. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I be like them that go down to the pit. It's like a little child comforted by its mother. And when the child is lying in his mother's bosom, and the mother just hums and talks, and the very vibrations of her body goes right into the body of the child. But as soon as the mother stops speaking, the child looks up. Anxiety. Mother's not singing or speaking to me. That's the state of the soul of the Christian. And when God is not speaking to your heart, it is a punishment. There's something wrong between my heart and my Savior. Now, I'm not going to preach on that outline today. I thought I would use that as three major points for a sermon today. But our interest is in defining and examining the voice of God in the Christian soul. Some just cannot fathom this, that out of all the 6 or so billion people in the world, that the God of all creation should come down to speak to the individual person's soul. The psalmist had some of these thoughts when he said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? We're but worms, we're but just little grasshoppers in the earth, and yet the God of heaven speaks to your heart. And he does it in a number of ways. The greatest wonder in Christianity is that the living Christ comes in to commune with your heart. That's the greatest wonder. Did God create a world? That's amazing. That God could create a whole population of people? That's amazing work. But that he could live inside your heart and commune and minister to you one-on-one, that is astonishing. One of the greatest wonders of Christianity. There's not another religion in the world that has this amazing fact. God deals with us individually, one-to-one. Firstly, let me speak to you about the possibility of us hearing God's voice. It's possible because of two major things. Because of regeneration and because of the mediation of Christ. That makes it possible for the God of heaven to come and speak to the soul of man. Now, this is the miracle of the new birth experience, where we are born from above. It is the life of God entering into the soul of man. Because by nature, we're dead in sin. We cannot hear. A dead man cannot hear a thing. You can go out into the cemetery and the grave and talk all you want to the dead. They don't listen. The only way that God can get a sinful man or a woman to listen to his voice is to give him a new heart, a new creation, so that there is now in his being the faculty of grace and of spiritual life to hear the voice of God. We call this the effectual call of the gospel, where the Lord calls his sheep name by name, one by one, and his sheep hear his voice. We read of that in John 10, to be a sheep that hears the Savior's voice. And that's the mark of the true Christian. And that's the delight of the Christian soul. The Lord says, when I put forth my sheep, I go before them, and they hear my voice. Let me ask you, how long is it since you heard the voice of God in your soul? God has redeemed you. He has bought you by his blood. He has indwelt you by his spirit. When did you last hear the voice of God? Do you have to come and agonize with David, the psalmist, and say, be not silent to me? This is an agonizing thing, that I could be a Christian, but God's not speaking to me. Indeed, it is a mark of God's punishment, God withdrawing. Now, don't call yourself a Christian unless you do really long for God's voice in your soul.
Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that loved and he is mine.
don't become a hypocrite and say, oh yes, I'm a Christian, but you have no interest in hearing God's voice. Every true sheep hears the shepherd's voice. And what? They follow him. Don't call yourself a sheep, a believer in the Lord Jesus, a Christian going to heaven, when you have no interest in the voice of the shepherd. The other possibility of us hearing the voice of God in our souls is the mediation of Christ. The Lord Jesus bridges the great distance between God and men. And for this, our Lord Jesus suffered on the cross. He is the great reconciler to unite man and God to be at one with him. And for this, he now lives in heaven to intercede, to pray as our great high priest. And it is through his mediation, his atoning blood, his sacrifice, his praying on our behalf, that there is now the possibility of communion between my soul and God directly now to me. And God speaks to you through his Son. Please get this. God speaks to you through his Son. Let's look in our Bibles, please, at Hebrews, and it's chapter 1, verse 1. Hebrews 1, 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. And no doubt up until the days of our Lord Jesus, there were many prophets. There was Isaiah, Jeremiah, Hosea, right up to Malachi, all of those prophets. But now, verse 2, God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Did you know that the Lord Jesus was called the Word, the Logos? The Son is the Word of the Father. He is the revelation of the Father. And everything that God has to say to your soul comes through the mediation of the Lord Jesus. Everything. God has nothing to say to you that does not come through the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so away with all these phony false prophets and all these means of hearing voices and getting to know truth. Everything that God has for your soul is in and through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you get a grasp of that truth, let me tell you, you will be a strong Christian. You will be delivered from all the false voices and all the pretending means of communicating with heaven that are confusing this world. And if you're a sinner today and you're not a Christian, and you say, I want to get to know the God of heaven, then you need to hear his Son. You remember when God spoke from heaven, when he came down, was it at his baptism or Mount Transfiguration? He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And if you do not listen to the Son, the Lord Jesus, you'll never know God. You'll never be with God. You'll be like them that go down to the pit. It was Cain in the Old Testament that had to learn that the hard way, to his own destruction. Abel brought a sacrifice, he brought the blood, he offered it to the Father, he was accepted. Cain came another way, the way of the fruit of the ground. And he brought his offering to God, but it was rejected. There was no blood. There was nothing of Christ or of the sacrifice of Calvary in it. And God had no respect to that. And if you try to approach God without coming through the Son, you can never be accepted. Now, you'll notice, if you go back to the Psalm 28, I'm getting back to my text here, that the psalmist calls the Lord my rock. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Now, that has to be the Lord Jesus. He's the rock. And did not the Lord Jesus himself say that upon this rock I will build my church? And what was he referring to? the statement of Peter that Jesus is the Son of the living God, and upon this rock I will build my church, the foundation, the solid ground for any communication with God is the person of the Lord Jesus. And so this is the only possibility. You need a new heart, and you need faith, personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ to hear God's voice in your soul. And I don't care what other experience you've had, I don't care what other voice you've heard. If it did not come through the mediation of Christ, His work, His person, His word, it's false. And you'll be like them that go down to the pit. Oh, they hear voices all right, but it's not the voice of the Lord. And so that's the possibility of hearing God's voice. Now I want us to come to the manner in which Christians hear God's voice to their soul. Now, I realize I'm delving into an area that people really just get to the surface. Oh, I believe in prayer. I believe that God speaks. I believe that God guides and all that. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty of examining, how does this work? Then we better know and be sure. And I'm going to keep it very simple today, and I'm not going to say anything very new or profound. But I'm going to try and harrow this in, that this is not just lip service. This is not just, oh, that's the norm. That's the lingo of evangelical Christianity. No, this is the real manner in which God speaks. We are to hear God's voice through prayer. That's number one, through prayer. Now, I put prayer as number one because every babe that's born into this world, it begins its life with a cry. And so does a Christian. We begin our new born experience as a Christian with a cry, the cry of a newborn babe. Now, this Psalm 28, the psalmist uses the word cry. Prayer to the Christian is a cry. Why do babies cry? They have needs. And when a Christian, when a soul cries to God, it's the mark of new life. It knows its need. You know your need. You see, there are people who will not pray because they don't feel their need. But when you're born of the Spirit and you're saved by grace, you know your need. That was certainly true of the Apostle Paul when he was converted. Ananias went to him, and what did he find Paul doing? Behold, he prayed. And that's the first manner of listening to God's voice. There is no thought whether or not he will commence to pray. It's assumed. And let me say that if there's no prayer in your life, there's no life in your soul. If you never cry to your God in real heart earnest prayer, where is the evidence of new life? It is the prayerless man that goes down to the pit, the man who never prayed, or the man who mocks at the prayer meeting of the church, or mocks at the prayer of the Christian. And when they hear the child of God on his knees crying out to God, he finds it strange and he doesn't want to be a part of it. That's the man that's going down to the pit.
Thank you for joining with us here on Let the Bible Speak today, and I hope that this message has stirred your heart. Part 2 will be tomorrow, and I hope that you'll join in again as we bring this message in our next program. I'm holding in my hand here this little booklet, Pardon for Sin and Assurance of Peace with God, and I'm going through these number of blessings that we have in Christ, 14 blessings in Christ. I'm going to jump here to number 11. You get power to pray in Jesus' name. His merits are made over to you, and you can come to God in His name and claim the fulfillment of His promises. Number 12, you get the power to do good works and to please God. The first thing that you ever do that pleases God is when you accept Christ as your Savior. After that, your works and service are pleasing to Him. So you don't work to be saved, you work because you are saved, and the desire to please the Lord is the fruit of a new heart. You also get the promises of the Bible as yours. all the promises of God in him are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. What riches are in these promises? And all of them are yours by faith, by trust, by trusting in the Lord as your Savior. Number 14, you get everlasting life. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. You get heaven for your home. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14. Well, here's the booklet, Pardon for Sin and Assurance of Peace with God. It's free for the asking, 32 pages of wonderful, wonderful helps that will guide you in the knowledge of the gospel. So please feel free to send for it. This is Ian Gallagher. The website, of course, is www.cloverdalefpc.ca. And the 1-800 number is 969-1091. That's 1-800-969-1091. We'll look forward to hearing from you. And if I can be of any personal help, one-to-one, feel free to give me a call here at this number and to visit our website, www.cloverdalefpc.ca. Thank you for being a part of the program today. May the Lord bless, encourage, strengthen, and keep you. Now we're moving to our announcement. Stay tuned as we give you all these details at the close. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. Call me, please, at 604-897-2040. For all the details of our broadcasts across Canada, go to ltbs.ca.
This broadcast comes to you today from the Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale, located at 18790 58th Avenue, Surrey, at the corner of 188 Street and 58 Avenue. Our website is cloverdalefpc.ca, and there you can find gospel articles, links to our sermons, a gospel booklet called A New Beginning, and a link to watch our services online. You're warmly invited to attend any of our Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. to meet with us as we worship God and to hear the preaching of His precious word. We also meet for Bible study and prayer every Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Our Sunday School for Children and Adult Bible class meet every Lord's Day at 9:30 a.m. from September to June. You can contact us at 604-567-1091. Alternatively, you can email me at pastor.cloverdalefpc@gmail.com. Again, for all this information, please visit our website at cloverdalefpc.ca. Our burden is that you will hear and understand the gospel that will bring you to know the Lord Jesus Christ and His great salvation. This is Pastor Andrew Fitton. Thank you for listening today, and be sure to listen Monday to Friday at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. and on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for our one-hour church service, as we worship the Lord through the ministry of His Word.